It is International Women's Day, and I will be moderating a panel of powerful women at GPB Atlanta tonight. One of them is educating girls and midwives in rural Afghanistan, another helping erode tolerance for domestic violence in Guatemala, and Abigail Disney. Yes, that Disney. She's a filmmaker, activist, and philanthropist who will also be there. Disney founded the nonprofit Peace is Loud, which is partnering with GPB, the Association of Junior League International, and Dining for Women on the event. It's going to be live streamed at gpb.org/women beginning at 7:30 Eastern Time. Beth Ann Holloman is president of Dining for Women. That's a network of giving circles with hundreds of chapters across the U.S., including several in Georgia. I spoke with her earlier about how Dining for Women is activating change agents one meal at a time. Beth Ellen, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So how did you come up with this format?
Well, it was very interesting. One of our co-founders, Marcia Wallace, started out with a birthday party in 2003. And instead of birthday presents, she requested that people make donations to a women's nonprofit called Women for Women International. And all the women at the birthday party were so excited that they decided they wanted to meet monthly. And then it started to grow from there.
So at these happen monthly, right? Monthly dinners?
Yes.
So
yes.
What kind of organizations do you fund?
We fund organizations that are bringing literacy skills to nomadic women. We fund a free primary school education and leadership training for rural girls. In Afghanistan, reducing child marriage, gaining financial literacy skills. All of these issues affect a woman's ability to contribute equally to their community. And so we are trying to give them the skills and opportunities that will help them be equal contributors.
Well, here is a clip. This is from one NGO. It's called the Women's Justice Initiative, working to systematically chip away at domestic violence. This is an example of something that would be shown at these monthly dinners.
Aquí en Guatemala, pues la vida de una mujer indígena es muy difícil porque enfrenta varios problemas en su vida. Una de ellas, como por ejemplo, la violencia.
That is Elvia Rakek. She's talking about the particular challenges for indigenous women subject to long history of oppression in Guatemala, lack of opportunity and health challenges. Elvia is among the panelists tonight who will be there. She's from the Women's Justice Initiative. Tell us, Beth Ellen, a little bit about their strategy.
Their strategy is to systematically address community by community the issue of domestic violence by creating a culture that does not tolerate it in each of these communities. You know, one of the things that we find in working with women across the world is that one of the top things that women want to know is what their rights are as women. And so in Guatemala, Women's Justice Initiative has Indigenous women training Indigenous women about their rights and what to do if their rights are violated. And then they have advocates that if their rights are violated through, for example, domestic violence, they can have access to legal means to prosecute. And what this has done is created stigma in the community around domestic violence. And so by the very nature of doing the training and also having consequences, sometimes for the first time in the community for domestic violence, the domestic violence rate begins to decrease.
Another one of Dining for Women's grantees will be here tonight, Razia John. She is a true force of nature. She started a school for girls in rural village in Afghanistan. This is a place where the Taliban once ruled. She hasn't been yet featured, but she is a grantee. She's the subject of a documentary film, What Tomorrow Brings. Let's hear just a little bit from that.
When I opened the school the first year, I think was very tough. Some men came inside and said, please make it into a boys' school because the boys are the backbone of Afghanistan. They need this help. And I said, well, you know that the women are eyesight of Afghanistan. And I said, unfortunately, you all are blind.
This woman is fierce, and she's been so successful that they've started a college for midwives, which Dining for Women is funding. So what, Beth Ellen, does that connection do? You know, women working for justice in Guatemala or Liberia or Afghanistan and other places connecting with people having dinner in Utah or Missouri or Georgia.
It helps to create a feeling of community with the women of the world instead of a relationship of power. And that's what we really want to do, is to break down these feelings of the United States being the savior of the world. When women here in the United States see the brave and bold women around the world, they're also empowered to do things in their own lives. And so it's this feeling of reciprocation. I can give you an example of one woman in Illinois who, after seeing these women fight against domestic violence, learn how to read at age 35, to start businesses even when their community doesn't think that a woman can do it, she was then able to say, you know what, I never finished nursing school. I'm going back to nursing school. And she became a nurse in her 50s. We see examples of this here over and over again. It absolutely is a feeling of reciprocation.
Mm. How does somebody get involved?
They can go to our website, diningforwomen.org, click on start a chapter. It only takes about 4 people. You can be casual. You can be elegant. You can have it in a restaurant. It's very flexible for whatever lifestyle you have. I see it as a chance for people to get together with maybe those friends they don't see often enough and have social time with a purpose.
Beth Ellen Holloman, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you so much.
Beth Ellen Holloman, she's president of Dining for Women. It's a giving circle with hundreds of chapters across the U.S. And we did hear from Elvia Rakek from the Women's Justice Initiative and Razia John from Razia's Ray of Hope, both Dining for Women grantees. I will be speaking with them and with Abigail Disney, filmmaker and founder of Peace is Loud, about their strategies and tactics for making change tonight at GPB. Dining for Women is one of the partners on the event. It will be live streamed at gpb.org/women beginning at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Well, that is our show for today. On Second Thought is produced by Elena Rivera, Leighton Rowell, LaRaven Taylor, and Amelia Brock. Alec Caslow is our engineer, Don Smith, our dean of grammar, and Amy Kiley, senior producer. We always love to hear from you. We're on Facebook and we're on Twitter at OST Talk, or you can email us at onsecondthought@gpb.org. I'm Virginia Prescott. Thanks so much for spending some time with us. This is On Second Thought.